A bricklayer from Norway came to this country in the early 1900s. The impact he had in one Colorado town is still seen today. His interesting story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
When you live in north central Colorado, you'll likely see plenty of snow each winter.
Steamboat Springs has a lot of snowfall, sometimes, 36 feet in a winter. So it was a major thing to deal with winter. And so skiing was typically a mode of winter transportation.
But as Candace Bannister explains, there was one newcomer to the area in the early 1900s that changed the way people looked at all of that snowfall.
Carl Howson came in 1915. He had been jumping in the Barnum and Bailey Circus, ski jumping. There's great stories told of him coming down a Vaseline-greased slide, and just what an incredible act that was in the Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Howson had immigrated from Norway as a bricklayer. He had an immediate impact here that lives on today.
He built the first jumps over on Howson Hill, started the first winter carnival, which still exists today. It's the oldest continuously operating carnival of its time.
Howson also inspired young people to join his winter sports club.
He became the first coach of the winter sports club and inspired a young man named John Steele, who went on to be our first Olympian from Steamboat Springs in 1932 in ski jumping.
Steele was just one of a long line of winter Olympians from Steamboat Springs. By 2022, the city had produced 100 Olympians. Howson Hill here is the oldest continuously operating ski hill in North America.
The snow quality, the low moisture content of that snow makes it some of the best snow in the world.
The tread of the Pioneers Museum tells the story of this place from centuries ago, right up to the Olympians that regularly hail from this winter sports mecca. Traveling the countryside in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, I'm Andrew McRae.